Good morning, movie fans and movie heads and fans of movie heads. Welcome to Yesterday's Movie. I'm the host of Yesterday's Movie and also the host of the Not Even a Show and the co-host of the NEAS podcast that is hosted by Ban. And this is a daily, is it, I guess it's a podcast, right? Everything is. I love my mom, and to my mom and my dad, everything is a podcast. I know this is like a stand-up comedy premise that's been used a million times. I'm not breaking ground, but everything to them is a podcast. In fact, to a lot of people, how's the podcast going? They'll say to me, you know, and I know they don't mean the podcast. Do you know what I'm saying? Because they don't know that I have a Patreon-only podcast associated with my channel. They're just talking about the channel. But to them, it's a podcast. Everything is a podcast. Wow, what a concept. But do you know what's not a podcast? It's movies. And this week's week, I always... Am I going to say this week every fucking time? Today's movie, or wait, today's movie? It's literally called Yesterday's Movie. What is going on in my brain right now? Yesterday's movie was Okja. Obviously, a lot of people, I'm sure, well aware of this film. Bong Joon-ho became world, you know, incredibly famous. I think probably this movie was quite famous internationally as well. So he was already quite well known, but obviously Parasite, you know, winning Best Director, Best Picture, propelled him, you know, into the spotlight as one of the world's best directors. What it did for me was it had me look into South Korean cinema. And there is a lot of, outside of even Bong Joon-ho, and I wish that I knew the director's names. I wish I could, and I'm going to be better with this, because it's something I realized is that I, obviously it's a little bit more difficult for me, being that the names I'm not accustomed to, you know, being a Western person. But I don't do a good enough job taking the time to learn the names of the directors and the actors in these Korean movies. So I'm going to be better with that. But my point is, there is an incredible amount of wonderful... There are an incredible amount of wonderful films in South Korea. Obviously, there's one director who is responsible for the Vengeance series, which is Old Boy, another one that was actually quite famous back 2003. But Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance, Sympathy for Lady Vengeance. I believe The Handmaiden is him as well. And then my favorite, personally, I Saw the Devil. Incredible. Same guy from Old Boy, the main lead actor from Old Boy. Also, The Man from Nowhere, The Wailing is fairly well known here. But those are some good ones to check out if you're looking to get into South Korean cinema. Also, Mother, Memories of Murder. Those are Bong Joon-ho movies. But we are talking about Okja today. This is one that I don't know how I've gone so long without watching it. I suppose I've seen Mother, I've seen Memories of Murder, I've seen Parasite, I've seen Snowpiercer. So this is, I guess, the fifth movie of his that I've seen. I would say right up there. Right up there with Parasite for me. I love all his movies. There's a scene in Memories of Murder. There's actually a few scenes in South Korean movies where a character will run up and do a double jump kick. Like a double, like, I don't even know how to like explain it. It's like they're sitting in a seat, like, you know, like jump and then become fully horizontal to the ground and just kick out both feet into somebody's chest. It happens in maybe The Chaser, which is another good movie as well, by the way, The Chaser, and Yellow Sea, now that I'm just thinking of it, other great Korean movies. But definitely in Memories of Murder, the actor, same gentleman from Parasite who plays the dad, he's the lead in Memories of Murder, and he comes up and does a double drop kick on some guy at the side of the road. The guy's just like, and he just runs up and kicks him. And there's, in the other movie, it happens like at an airport. A guy's sitting it like comes in a wheelchair, and then a guy runs up and does a double kick into his chest. So anyways, that's something that I enjoy personally from those movies. But this movie for me was most definitely one of, I mean, I know I get super excited and I have a tendency to speak in hyperbole and say like, oh, but I fucking loved this movie. I loved it. It's has an incredible amount of heart. For those of you who have not seen it, the basic premise of it is that some corporation starts this contest with these genetically modified super pigs and places them around the world and has people raise them and then has this big competition. And the girl who raises the one, Okja, doesn't want to give Okja up. And Okja is like extremely smart. And like in the beginning of the movie, you really have this idea like Okja saves the little girl's life. She's like falling off a cliff, and Okja like doesn't just like in really thinks about it. So you can kind of see that like this is a very very much a thinking, feeling, very intelligent, thoughtful creature. And then it's ripped away, and there's a struggle going on between two groups. One of them being it's the Animal Defense League, Animal something. Now I can't remember. AFL, I think, is the name of it. But basically, like an animal rights group that tries to take. Save Okja from being slaughtered like all of these other super pigs end up. And man, I will say there's four or five parts that made me full on cry. I cry a lot in movies, but when the little girl realizes that Okja has been taken away, she goes running after, and she just runs so fast and with so much reckless abandon. It's just this very clear. She's running until she physically cannot run anymore. And it's friggin' beautiful, absolutely beautiful. A lot of the moments between her and Okja are really beautiful. And then also Paul Dano is in it, and he plays the head of the animal rights group. And God, I could cry right now thinking about, he is such a good actor. There's a scene where he comes into her room before some big thing's happening, and he's wearing like a bellhop uniform that he's used to get into her hotel room. And he just has these signs that are in Korean and English explaining how sorry for doing this, and we're so sorry, and we're going to save Okja. And then the last one just says, we love you. And the look on his face, when it pulls up to his face, it is the most loving look you'll ever see. And it's tremendous acting, tremendous, wonderful humor in it. Jake Gyllenhaal is extremely funny and out of control in it, and over the top. Tilda Swinton is amazing in it, and funny and sad and horrible. It is a great movie that I'm sure a lot of you have already seen, but that was what I watched last night. And I also watched Project Power 2 days ago, the same day that I watched Rashomon. That just shows the duality of the movies I watch. I watch Rashomon, and then a few hours later, I watch Project Power, the new Netflix movie. Project Power is pretty good. It's really stupid, really corny, but it held my attention, and I enjoyed it, and Emma did as well. Anyways, thanks a lot. See you guys later. Bye.